And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, high above Chris Gilman Stadium on the campus of the Camden County Wildcats. Our Vikings trail 21-7. As I look down at this scoreboard with the clock not running, and Camden's got zero. We have seven. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the scoreboard to the right is the correct one with 21 points for Camden, seven for the Vikings. As we said earlier during the halftime report, the Vikings will get the ball to start the second half. And we are just about a minute away from that kickoff here in the second half. And we'll see what the Vikings can do offensively. If we can get down and get a score here on this first drive, whether it's 3 or 7, I think that goes a long way in confidence for this team. It will energize the defense, I assure you. And we might play some inspired defense on the next series. We'll see what we can come up with. But Camden's going to be looking to do the same thing. They're going to come out defensively. They want to get that stop. They want to get their offense out there on the field and continue to try and dominate our Vikings as they've done here in the first half. But I like your analogy, Taylor. We lost the first half. The second half's a whole other ball game. Let's win that one, and we can...
Yeah, Bill, absolutely. We did lose the first half of play, but the game is still within reach, and it's up to our Vikings. We need a good kick return here.
Yep.
I'd like to see, maybe get something around midfield, give us a short field to work with, and give our defense a little bit of rest. They've been out there more than the offense has tonight with the time of possession numbers that we talked about at halftime. We got to do it here, Bill.
You know, we've sat here the whole night long, and we've not said a word about the voice of the Vikings, Wes James, and I actually feel bad about that. Wes had to work tonight and could not get here, and I know he hates it. He cannot be here tonight. We're trying to do our best to give you the play-by-play and the color in his absence. Wes, if you're listening tonight, I know you're over in Alabama somewhere having to do some work, and we're sorry to miss you, but hope everything goes well, and we're thinking about you tonight, and we'll see if we can't pull out this victory for you here at Camden County. And we're just about underway here as number 99, Bradley Bastable, for the Camden County Wildcats, set to kick off for the Vikings back deep. Number 21, that's Alex Brown. In the middle is number 31, that's Brandon Roberts. And over on the far side, number 18, Tyson Harrison, back deep for our Vikings. Waiting on the kick. The officials giving the all clear.
Not quite yet. I think we not quite yet, my friend. I think we're trying to get the clock situated on the other side here.
Yeah, the score is still wrong on the clock down at this end. There's two scoreboards. One to the right's got 12 minutes, got the score 21-7. The one on the left is not working correctly. It has zero on the clock. It has 7 points for the guests and zero for the home team. And unfortunately, that's my vision there, is the left one. So I'll have to count on you guys to give me some help over here on the right.
I'll try to take your slack up, Bill. I can see the scoreboard, the other scoreboard, pretty well. Looks like we're gonna roll without it. So let's see how that plays into play here on who has the ball. Camden is going towards that scoreboard. They've actually turned it off now. So if you're going towards that scoreboard, you're not going to be able to see time.
There's the kick. Not very, very deep. It's going to go to Brian Bell at the 30. And they say he called a fair catch. I don't know that he did that, but they're going to stop him right there at the 30.
Yeah, I guess he did call a fair catch there. No, I don't see any penalties flagged for offsides or anything. So, yeah, they are calling fair catch on Brian Bell. Coach Mack, I think, wants an answer.
Yeah, because he did not call a fair catch.
Yeah, I didn't see his hand go up at all.
Brian waited on the ball. He put both hands in front of his chest.
Oh, we got a re-kick going.
Guys, they are re-kicking, and they blew that dead. I'm not sure what the reason for it was, but they did blow it dead, and we are having a re-kick here.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update from the sideline. And that's why we get Marty down there, to give us these updates. We find out the little secrets that we don't know.
Update, Bill. They said they didn't spot the ball, so it hadn't been blown in.
All right. Thank you, Marty. We're going to kick it again. Here's the kick. Again, this one a little bit deeper. It's going to go to Tyson Harrison. No, he gives it up to Brandon Roberts. Brandon, over the left side, finds a little bit of a hole down the sideline, and they rush him out of bounds.
Yeah,
and he'll be about the 35, 36-yard line.
Brandon Roberts able to field that kick nicely. The wind was going into his going with him. It was into the kicker's face. He was able to gain some positive yards. Gets the ball out to the 37-yard line. Vikings will be moving left to right on your radio dial. 11 minutes and 53 seconds in the third quarter. Vikings trail 21-7.
Your quarterback, number two, Austin Dixon, in the shotgun. He's got two running backs up in front of him, one behind him. Turns, gives the ball off to the fullback. That looks like number one, Daniels, Jerome Daniels, and he just charges up the middle.
Absolutely. Jerome Daniels hit the hole hard, gained
about seven.
Ball gets out to the 44-yard line. Vikings still trailing 21-7, 11 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Second down and about three.
Got a play action pass.
Oh, and he throws it downfield, intercepted by number one, Chris Williams. There's a flag on the play, on the run back, though. Let's see what it comes down. They still cannot bring Chris Williams down. He's finding a line down the sideline. Cuts back across the middle, and now there's another flag down at the 20. We got flags back at the 30. On the other side, we got flags at the 20.
Vikings run a play-action pass there, trying to get Brian Bell deep. Underthrown just a little bit, but flags back here near where the interception was made. Let's see what the call is.
And we're going to get the flags. They're standing all around the flags. The throw was downfield. It was intercepted. The interception by number one, Chris Williams.
Interception happened around our 30-yard line.
We're waiting to see. There's still a lot of conversation. Block in the back, post-interception, and they'll mark it off from this one back here at about the 34-yard line. So it'll be a mark off from there. But there were blocks in the back, two of them down at this end of the field, one at the other end of the field.
The turnover is going to stand.
Yeah, definitely the turnover. Vikings trying to go deep down the field.
I like the call there. Play action pass on the first play. We just underthrew it just a bit. We had the guy beat deep, but the underthrown ball was able to allow Williams, the Alabama commit, to come up with that interception.
And it will be Wildcat ball as Sykes looks to the sideline for the play. Sykes checks his armband. He runs up and down the line. And now under center. Got a man in motion. Gives to the end around. He's got no place to go, and that is Brantley that brings him down. And then he's there with his friends, Zach Copeland, and number 30, Corvion White, to bring him down.
Yeah, swarm of Vikings on that play were able to bring down the player. Brings up second and about 13, 10 minutes and 36 seconds left to go. In the third quarter, Vikings trail 21-7.
All right. Camden now of a two-yard loss. It's second and about 12. Sykes again checks his armband, checks to the sideline, barks out a signal to the line of scrimmage. Puts a man in motion to the far side, gives to the fullback right up the middle, and he just plows his way forward for about 3 or 4 yards. That'll bring up now third down for the Camden County Wildcats. They still have yet to make the 30-yard line. They'll be marked at about the 27. Third and about 7, maybe 8, for the Camden County Wildcats. Clock running, 9:49 here in the third quarter. Vikings trail 21-7. Sykes under center, takes the snap, gives to the fullback, fakes, and it is the counterplay. And they do make the 30 this time, but that's going to leave them well short of the first down. Brings up 4th and 4 for the Camden County Wildcats, putting them possibly in a punting situation.
Yeah, punt is probably imminent here. They do bring out a punt team. He will be punting into the wind, so the wind will be behind our receivers. We send back Alexander and Brown.
The punter, number 98, that is Evan Mossberg. Waits on the punt at about his 15. There's the snap, kicks, and that's going to be over the head let it roll. The ball's going to take a roll and then bounces back a little bit to the 19. We played up a little too much. Jock Alexander and number 21, Alex Brown, played up a little too short on that. The ball kicked over their head.
Yeah, kicking into the wind. We had our guys on about the 35, 36-yard line. It hit over their head. A 51-yard punt there by the Wildcats. Vikings take over first and 10. Ball's on our own 19-yard line, 8 minutes and 55 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Vikings trail 21-7.
Guys, for you golfers listening at home, you know what I mean when I say this, but Tiger Woods, line drive into the wind, and that's where that punter in the county. It was a great line drive roll.
Thank you, Marty, for the equipment, parts, supplies, sideline update. Dixon, the quarterback for the Vikings, in the shotgun. Two wide receivers far side, one to the near side. Gives to Robinson over the left side. He breaks free and only picks up about 4 or 5 yards, but that's a good run. Actually, they're going to give him almost 6 yards on the carry.
Yeah, Robinson was able to find the hole on the left side. Got a basically almost a shoestring tackle there. Brings up second and about four, second or three or four. 8 minutes, 32 seconds left to go in third quarter. Vikings trail 21-7.
Dixon again. This time he goes under center. Two wingbacks to either side. Puts Robinson in motion. Gives to the fullback up the middle. That is Arvin Berry. And Arvin Berry with about a 6 yard gain and a first down for the Lions High Vikings.
Great job by Arvin. Hitting the hole hard. The Wildcats were in that 3-3 stack. Were able to run it in the A gap. And he wasn't taken down until about a 6 or 7 yard loss. 6 or 7 yard gain.
Five first downs for the Vikings now. 22 carries for 42 yards here in the game. The clock ticking. 8:01. Dixon under center. First and 10. Puts Robinson in motion. Gives it to him around the left side, and he runs into a thick wall of Wildcat defenders. No gain on the play. Maybe a 1 yard gain. Second and 9 now for the Vikings.
Yeah, Robinson on that carry tried to get it to the outside, but Camden was able to seal off the edge. Brings up second and 9, 7 minutes, 33 seconds left to go in third quarter. Vikings trail 21-7.
Dixon now moves into the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers to this side. Hands off. Tries to look for something outside, cuts back inside, and that is Daniels, and he'll only pick up about 3 yards on the carry.
Vikings.
That'll bring up third down in a manageable situation, but about 6 or 7 yards.
Yeah, still third and a little bit long. Possibly looking for a pass here to get the first down. We do have Malik Roberts to the near side and Gabe Neighbors to the far side.
He's over there with DeMarcus Jackson as Dixon barks out the signals. Falls back into the shotgun and turns a timeout for the Vikings. And we'll keep it right here as the Vikings take a timeout here. A lot of give and take on both sides so far here in this second half. Some minor mistakes, some things here and there. Still nobody has really come out here and taken control of the game. As well, I mean, as much as Camden is leading the game 21-7, they still have not taken control of this game.
Yeah, well, it's a game of turnovers thus far. Vikings have had 4 turnovers, 2 interceptions, and 2 fumbles. It's been the name of the game thus far. That last interception that Austin threw was not, you know, Camden was not able to capitalize there. We're forced to punt. If we field that punt instead of letting it roll about 20 yards past us on that stinger, as Marty called it, we might have been a little bit better field position starting here. But third and about 6, maybe call it a long 6, ball on the 35-yard line. Vikings going left to right on your radio dial. 6 minutes, 53 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Vikings trail 21-7.
All right, folks. Dixon gives him the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers to this side, one to the far side. Daniels in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Drops back. He's got a wide open receiver right down the middle. That's number 13, Ahmad Sneed. But just over the outstretched arms. That was going to be about a 20-yard gain. But unfortunately, Sneed not able to pull it in. One of the most wide open passes we've seen tonight from the Vikings. Just could not connect. That puts us in a 4th and 6 situation.
Ahmad Sneed was seaming down the middle. It just hit off the end of his fingertips. Good throw, good protection, good thrown ball, just a little bit out of reach for Ahmad Sneed. Vikings forced to punt.
Belcher back to punt. Back deep for the Camden County Wildcats. Number 14, Antonio Wimbush. Belcher kicks, and a very, very high kick. Wimbush has to call fair catch. He makes it at the 25, and that'll be first and 10 now for the Camden County Wildcats as the clock will stop with 6:41 left here in the third quarter, our Vikings trailing 21-7.
That punt for the Vikings was 40 yards. Wimbush fair caught it. Camden's going to take over on their own 24-yard line, 6 minutes, 41 seconds left to go in the third quarter. I'm getting a sense that ball control and time clock is going to be the name of the game for Camden here, Bill.
Sykes under center, puts a man in motion. Fakes the handoff, gives to the fullback right up the middle. That's number 32, Darrell Israel. And he'll pick up a good positive 5 or 6 yards. We'll spot it at the 30. So that will be second and 4 now for the Camden County Wildcats.
Vikings showing their four-man front. Got the defensive ends kind of stepped out a little bit, trying to stop the run and push everything back inside. Camden in that traditional wing T formation.
Sykes barks the signals. Again, gives to the fullback this time. This time just barrels over the top. Picks up 5 yards and another first down for the Camden County Wildcats.
Yeah, Camden picks up their 10th first down of this ball game. They get the ball across the 35-yard line. 6 minutes and 4 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Vikings trail 21-7. Camden wants to manage the clock here pretty well. We want to stop them and get the turnover.
We are definitely losing the turnover battle here tonight. Sykes checks the sideline, checks the wristband. Waits the play clock down under 8 seconds now. Under center. Takes the snap. Gives around the end, and the Vikings are there to meet the running back that time. That's number 4, Calvarez Bessent. And they'll lose a yard on that one. It'll bring up second down and 11 now for the Wildcats.
As I was watching the offense get set, I saw Nate Brantley adjusting our defense. He adjusted him right into where the ball carrier was going. Great job making the adjustments by defense. Brings up second and 11. 5:18 left to go in the third quarter. Vikings trail 21-7.
Camden using that play clock. Now down to 15 seconds. Sykes under center. Puts Wimbush in motion around this side. Pulls back. Looks downfield. Throws the ball. He's got a wide open receiver. And that is number 4, Calvarez Bessent. But he just throws it a little bit beyond him. Incomplete. The clock will stop with 5:02 left here in the third quarter. Brings up third and 11 now for the Camden County Wildcats.
Yeah, Bessent was able to get behind our initial defender there and got into position to catch that ball just a little bit overthrown. Third down and 11. 5 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Vikings trail 21-7.
Sykes now, this time in the shotgun, puts Wimbush in motion. Handoff around the corner to Wimbush. And he tries to make the corner, but it's Brian Bell who drags him down for another 2 yard loss. And Camden now brings up a fourth down in about 13 situation as the clock will run under 5 minutes now, 4 minutes, 46 seconds here in the third quarter. Our Vikings trailing 21-7.
Yeah, same situation as last time. Camden's going to be forced to punt. They will be punting it into the wind. I would assume the coaches are going to be screaming to field the punt and not let it bounce this time.
Well, Jock Alexander, the only one back deep now to receive, as number 98, Evan Mossberg, the punter, stands about the 20. Waits on the snap. There it is. Kicks up. And it's going to be a short one. Take a bounce and takes a backwards bounce, a lounge bounce. They'll mark it at about the 38-yard line. So the Vikings will take over. First down and 10 at their own 38-yard line, trailing 21-7.
Great punt there by the Wildcats. It did take a fortunate bounce for us. Last punt took an unfortunate bounce. Moves it back into the 38-yard line. It was a 29-yard punt. It really probably went about 35 and bounced 35, 40, maybe bounced back 5 or 6 yards or so. But the Vikings take over on their own 38-yard line, trailing 21-7. 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter.
All right, your quarterback, number 2, Austin Dixon, brings the offensive line out to the field. He goes under center. He's got Arvin Berry at fullback behind him. Alex Brown to his left. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls out, tries to think about going back. He's got no place to go, and they'll take him down at the 32-yard line, about a 1-yard sack. As Dixon had rolled out, looked back to the other side like he was going to try and hit Brown maybe in the flat, and there was nothing there, and he had to just turn it up. Unfortunately, loses a yard, second and 11 now.
Bill, we had Brandon Roberts. We faked the sweep to him and had him on the wheel route, and he was open, and Austin just couldn't get his feet set to throw it because he had the pressure.
All right, the clock running. 3:31 left in the third here. Dixon now in the shotgun. Puts Malik in motion. Malik turns the corner and can't keep his feet. Falls down at the 40 on that little bit of a jet sweep. If he'd have kept his feet, Malik had plenty of running room in front of him.
Yeah, had a wide hole. You could have drove a truck through it, but wasn't able to keep his feet. Gets out to the 40-yard line. Ball's on the 40-yard line, third and eight. Vikings trail 21-7, 3 minutes and 7 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Dixon now gets the play from the sideline. Relays it to his team on the line. Jumps back in the shotgun. He's got Daniels to his one side. Puts Malik Austin, Robert, in motion. Looks downfield, tries to find the open man. Now he rolls out, and he tries to find number 26, DeMarcus Jackson, down the sideline. Up and over, throws him into double coverage. The ball will fall incomplete, bring up fourth down for the Vikings with 2:46 left here in the third.
Yeah, Austin, good time, good try, good job avoiding that sack. He threw it up there where we had a chance to get it. It was in double coverage, just out of the reach of the receiver. Wimbush goes back for the Wildcats about the 25-yard line. Belcher into punt for the Vikings.
Belcher standing about his own 25-yard line to punt. Back deep is Wimbush. Another high kick. Wimbush has to call fair catch, and he'll do it at about the 18-yard line. Belcher has developed as a punter over this year that he has been able to get these high punts, causing these great returners to have to call fair catch.
Yeah, he's hitting it high and long. That punt right there for the 42. Vikings was 42 yards. Puts Camden back inside their own 20. They take over on the 18-yard line, moving right to left on your radio dial. 2 minutes and 39 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Vikings trail 21-7.
It's been an uneventful third quarter other than
the interception,
but neither team able to do really anything. Sykes goes under center for the Wildcats, puts a man in motion, gives to the fullback right up the middle, and the Vikings are right there to bring him down for no gain, maybe a 1 yard after they mark it, and that will be the case. They'll move him up. It was started at the 18. I had said the 19, but he has moved up to the 19-yard line. It's second down and 9 for the Wildcats. Clock continues to run now, 2 minutes and 17 seconds.
Give the ball right up the gut. Trey Jackson closed the hole. Vikings showing a four-man front with the outside linebackers walked up.
Again, a man in motion. Sykes, and we've got a whistle.
Looks like false start. Brian Bell pointed at the
right tackle.
Right
move,
tackle.
Caleb. Exactly. Right tackle moved. You saw Brian pointing. He just got that little bit of a lean right before the snap.
And that is the call by the official. False start. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update from the sidelines. The flag will mark that ball back down inside the 15 to about the 14-yard line. That'll bring up second down and 14 now for the Wildcats as the clock runs now under 2 minutes. Vikings trail 21-7 to the Camden County Wildcats. Sykes barks out the signals. Gives to the end around, and he finds a little bit of daylight there in the middle, but there are Vikings everywhere making the tackle, led by Trey Jackson, Nate Brantley, and then coming up off the bottom of the pile, number 59, A.J. Harper.
Yeah, great job by sealing off the edge there. Trey Jackson making the initial contact. A.J. Harper helping out. Brings up a third and 8.
Third
down. We need a big stop here, guys. Get this crowd back in and get a little life over here on these sidelines.
Yeah, we do. It is clock running, 1:23. Third and 8 now for the Wildcats. Sykes barks out the signals under center. Gives to the fullback, and oh, my gosh, he is met by Trey Jackson, and it is stopped dead in his tracks, but there's a flag on the play. Let's check that out.
Yeah, initial call is it's against Camden. We look like we're declining it. The side judge is telling us to decline. We'll see what the official call is. The White Hat's asking our guy what he wants to do.
And we'll get that call for you here in just a moment as there's a lot of discussion. Absolutely, I would think here with a minute 12 seconds left in the third quarter, we made a great stop. Unless
we want the results of that play probably because we were stopping him right at the line of scrimmage.
But a lot of conversation. I'm not sure, again, the kind of call will dictate what that might be. So let's see what the call is. They do indicate it's fourth down.
They declined in that penalty.
But they gave no signal to the press box what the penalty was. So there is... Now he's going to make the call. Holding against the Camden County Wildcats, that call is declined. And that'll bring up fourth down now. Fourth and about 10. That's fourth and 10 now. As Camden set to punt. There's the snap. We charge it. Big high kick. It's going to be Alex Brown. Takes it about the 50. Goes around the left side. Tries to find something. And he's going to be brought down at about the 40. Let's see. That'll be the 43-yard line. A little bit of a late hit there by somebody coming in, but it could have been just pushed or something like that. We didn't see it, but no call. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Vikings in Wildcat territory. Only a 27-yard punt.
Alex Brown really focusing on that fielding of that punt. Was able to make it. Good blocks to set the edge for him. He picked up about 6 or 7 yards after the catch. Vikings take over in the Camden territory, 21-7 trailing.
All right, Dixon in the shotgun. He's got Daniels behind him. Turns around, hands off. Daniels right up the middle. And he'll be brought down after about a 5-yard gain, maybe 4. We'll get that for you here as they mark it at the 39-yard line of the Camden County Wildcats. That clock running now, 49, 47 seconds here in the third quarter. We trail by 14, 21-7. Vikings back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 6. As Dixon, under center, looks up at the play clock. Now he's barking out the signals. Puts Brian Bell in motion. Gives to the fullback right behind him, and he's going to muscle forward for about 2 more yards. That'll bring up third down for the Vikings as the clock continues to run here. 19, 18 seconds. May not get another play here in the third quarter. The ball is placed at the 37.5-yard line. 8, 7, 6, 3rd and 4 now for the Vikings. They're not going to run a play here in the third quarter. That's it for the third quarter. Vikings trail 21-7. We're going to take a 60-second break. When we come back, it's the fourth quarter. We'll be right back after this break. As Dixon's in the shotgun. Takes the snap, gives it to Daniels, and he rushes forward for about 2 more yards, but there is a flag on the play. We'll get the call. It was thrown from the backfield, which might be some offensive holding. We'll have to see. That is the indication. Offensive holding on third and about 4. And they're talking to Camden about whether to accept this.
Yeah, the result of the play is going to be about 1 or 2 yards short of the first down, maybe even 3. Flag was thrown about the 38, 39-yard line.
Probably take this because I think even at 4th and about 3 or 4, at the ball where it was on the 35, 36-yard line, we were probably going to go for it. So they are going to mark that off, a 10-yard mark off holding against the Vikings. And that will move us back. The very first penalty for the Lowndes High Vikings tonight.
Yeah, first time the Vikings have been penalized. They had one that was called, but not, that was called against Camden.
Right.
You're right. First penalty tonight for the Vikings brings the ball back to the 46-yard line. 11 minutes and 54 seconds left to go in the ball game. Vikings trail 21-7. It's been a turnover-ridden ball game tonight for your Lowndes High Vikings.
That'll bring up third and 13 as Austin Dixon goes into the shotgun. He's got Daniels behind him, two wide receivers to the right. Malik Roberts to the left. He takes the snap, looks downfield, rolls back. He's got a little bit of a screen with Daniels underneath, and Daniels is going to get back to about the 37-yard line. It'll bring up a fourth and a more manageable situation.
Yeah, fourth and 4. I don't think we're in field goal range. I don't see us punting here. Fourth and 4. The screen was set up nicely. They were bringing a little blitz from the backside. Worked nicely into that play. Vikings are going to go for it. 11:27 left to go in the ballgame. They trail 21-7.
Fourth down and 4 as Austin Dixon in the shotgun. Looks across at that 3-3 stack. Right on the end, they fake a blitz. They pull back. Downfield, there's nobody there except for a blue jersey. That's Chris Williams. And another interception for the Vikings here. And they finally tackle him. Over in Viking territory, about the 48-yard line. Another turnover for the Vikings.
Yeah, third interception tonight thrown. The ball was intended for number 20, Arvin Berry, about the 20-yard line. Looks like overthrown just a bit. The Alabama commit was able to make the interception and get some big yards on the return. They bring it into Lowndes territory. Ball is on the Lowndes 48-yard line. 11 minutes to go in the ball game. Vikings trail 21-7.
All right. Camden now with the ball at the Viking 48-yard line. Sykes goes under center. First down and 10. Puts a man in motion. Sweeps out to the left. The Vikings try to find it. He cuts back up inside, picks up about 9 yards. That is number 4, Calvarez Bacent, and he picks up 9 yards on the run. It'll be second down and 1 for the Wildcats here in the fourth quarter, leading our Vikings 21-7.
Vikings in that four-man front. They weren't able to get the edge sealed off that sweet pitch. He's able to get up big yards, second and 1, 10 minutes, 35 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Vikings trail 21-7.
Again, Sykes checks the sidelines, goes back under center, puts a man in motion, gives to the fullback, right up the gut, and he picks up the first down, brought down by number 32, Brian Bell, as he just drags him down, but it's after about a 5 or 6 yard gain. It'll be first down and 10 now for the Wildcats at the Viking 29-yard line.
Camden's got to be thinking time.
I'm sorry, that's the Viking 34-yard line, excuse me.
Camden wants to run the ball as much as possible here. We got to stop him. We need to get the ball back. Ball's on the 33, 34-yard line of the Vikings.
Sykes again puts a man in motion, fakes the sweep, hands to the fullback, and Brian Bell had him, but it's number 33, Tyler Rawls, breaks free, gets away, picks up some positive yards, but we got 2 flags on the field. Let's see what those are.
That back judge threw one about 20 yards. We'll see what his call is. Looks like a result of the play would be about
a shot block against the Camden Wildcats. So that's coming back, 15 yards.
Yeah, result of the play would make it second and about 8. We're going to bring the ball back, accepting that penalty.
That is a spot foul, so they'll spot it where the ball would have been and go back 15 yards from there.
Vikings trailing 21-7. If you just tuned in, it's been a turnover-ridden ball game for the Vikings. Two kick fumbles, and three interceptions we've thrown tonight, and it's been when we've been on our side of the field. Vikings are 2 of 8 passing tonight.
Yeah, we need to find that last interception.
Camden is 5 of 9 passing tonight.
No interceptions for them. That's been the case. That'll mark them back to about the 48-yard line. That'll bring up first down and a good country mile. They put a man in motion. Sykes rolls back, looks downfield. He's got a wide receiver open. And I tell you what, we almost were able to intercept that one as the Vikings go up, knock it away at the very last minute. That's Carlos Lee out there in coverage.
Yeah, ball was intended for number 4. That's their stud, Calvarez Bacent. Great play right there by the Vikings to knock the ball down. 9 minutes, 49 seconds left to go in the ball game. We got a second and 24 for the Camden Wildcats, leading the ball game 21-7.
Sykes, this time, actually it's not Sykes. They bring in another quarterback. That's number 6 on the keeper. That is Antonio Hamilton, comes in the Wildcat formation, trying to pick up some positive yards. That'll bring up fourth down now for the Camden County Wildcats. And they're going to leave number 6, Antonio Hamilton, in there.
Kind of in a Wildcat formation here.
Now he comes out. Sykes checks back in.
I don't know if it's number 3, Sykes, his helmet came off or not, but he went off for a play, went over to the trainer's table and came right back in. So I think maybe his helmet came off. I'm not sure.
Play clock is down to 5 seconds.
1, and there should be a delay of game, but they get the snap off. Down the field for a pass, and it's knocked away by Eric Hart.
Yeah, ball was intended for number 1, Chris Williams, knocked away by Hart. Play clock was, if it wasn't at 0, it was real close to 0 when the ball was snapped.
That was a third down play. I had said 4th earlier, and I apologize. It's 4th now. 4th down and 20 for the Camden Wildcats. The play clock has started. It's down to 10 seconds. They're just getting the punt team out there. Back deep for the Vikings. Alex Brown and Jock Alexander waiting on the snap. Just gets it off with 1 second left on the play clock. They're going to let this one go, and it takes a wedge shot. And they're going to mark it about the 7 yard line. So the Vikings will have it deep, deep, deep in their own territory. And they've got a long way to go, trailing 21-7. 8:54 left in the ball game, and we've got a long way to go to get down to pay dirt.
Yeah, it looks like there was a little bit of confusion by both of our return guys. They were both pointing at each other, thinking they were going to, the other one was going to receive the ball. Ball was down to the 7 yard line. Vikings got to go 93 yards. To at least get within a one-score game, trailing 21-7, 8 minutes and 54 seconds left to go in the ball game.
Guys, that ball was inside the 10. Coach is yelling to let it go. That's the right thing to do. It's just a good punt by Camden County.
Thank you, Taylor. That Equipment Park Supply sideline update. Dixon in the shotgun. On the counter, gives up the middle, and there's a flag on the play. We picked up about a yard, but there's going to be an illegal motion penalty against the Vikings.
Yeah, that line judge, anytime he throws that flag, you're going to see that illegal procedure or the false start call, and that's exactly what it is. It'll back the Vikings up half the distance to the goal line.
So the Vikings going further back into the hole here. Clock at 8:49 left here in the ball game. Trailing 21-7.
If you're just tuning in, we've had first half, we had two fumbled punts and a interception. They did decline that, Bill. They took the results of the play.
We didn't have enough men on the line of scrimmage that last play. So.
Thank you, Marty. Second down now and 9. Dixon again in the shotgun, calls for the snap. Gives it right up the middle, and there's another flag that comes in from the back umpire this time. And let's see, their Wildcats are pointing towards the Vikings. Let's see what the call is. Holding against the Vikings. And we'll see what they're going to do. They're going to take this penalty and mark them back half the distance. Let's wait and see what they actually are going to do with the call. Some discussion here with the Wildcats as to whether they could decline this. There was really no gain on the play. It'd bring up third down in about 7 or 8.
The spot of the foul looks to be the 8 or 9 yard line.
Holding, and they are going to mark it. That'll be half the distance to the goal. That'll bring up second down. Still going to be second down. Second and about 13 or 14. Vikings now playing with this ball in their own end zone. 8:24 left in the ball game. Dixon calls for the snap in the shotgun. There's the snap. Gives it to
Robinson. Robinson gets it out across the 10-yard line. Found a little hole. It's going to bring up third down and about 7 for the Vikings, trailing 21-7, 8 minutes to go in the ball game.
An 8-yard gain puts it in a third and manageable situation. Dixon stays in the shotgun. Barks out the snap. Tries to see if they'll jump. Nobody moves. Now they look to the sideline. The play clock down to 7, 6, 5. There's the snap. Low. Picked up, and that's number 34 again on the carry, Anthony Robinson, and he's going to be about a yard short of the first down.
Yeah, it's going to bring up fourth down, and a tough decision here for Coach Mack. Looks like he's thinking about it. Fourth and about 1 yard. Ball is on their own.
Yes.
16-yard line, and we're going to bring on the punt team.
Yeah, you got to bring on the punt team. Let your defense see if they can do anything. 7:16 left in the ball game. We trail by 14. To the home team, Camden County Wildcats.
We are now punting into the wind. Wimbush is back around his own 48.
Belcher is set to kick, and we're going to get, I think, maybe a delay of gain. There's a flag from the back judge here. Not sure. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be. I never saw a call.
Delay of game.
But it is a delay of game. That'll mark them back half the distance. That'll bring up fourth and six now. There's a kick. This one not very long, but it is going to take a good Viking roll down to the 50-yard line where Trey Jackson will down it for the Vikings, and Camden will have it first down and 10 from the 50-yard line.
That punt for the Vikings was 38 yards out to the 50-yard line. Camden takes over, leading the ballgame 21-7, 6 minutes and 48 seconds left to go. Vikings have got to come up with a stop or a turnover here to get the ball back. Haven't been able to muster up a lot of momentum on the offensive side of the ball. We need the defense, like games past, to step up here and make us a big play.
Sykes, the quarterback for Camden, looks to the sideline, gets his play. The clock will start with the snap, 6 minutes and 48 seconds left in the ball game. They get to put man in motion. That's Wimbush around the left side. He cuts back up the middle, and he'll find just enough running room to pick up about 8 or 9 yards.
Yeah, they ran that jet sweep where Wimbush goes out there quick. He cuts back across traffic, is able to pick up about 8 yards on the play, brings up a second and 2. Ball is now on the 42-yard line. Camden trailing 21-7. Clock is running almost to 6 minutes.
Yeah, and they're going to take all their time in these snaps here. The play clock down to 14 seconds. As Sykes now...
looks like we got an offsides on the offense. His head is beyond the ball.
But let's see where it actually is. It's illegal procedure against the Camden Wildcats that they stood off.
Yeah, we had a great vantage point there. We could see right down the line of scrimmage from where we were. Looks like the tight end on the near side had his head across the ball. Back him up 5 yards, make it second and about 7. Ball 2-yard line, moving left to right on your radio dial. Vikings are trailing 21-7, 6 minutes and 12 seconds left to go. Play clock is down to 9.
Sykes goes under center. Puts a man in motion, hands off to him around this side. Tries to get to the edge. He does find the corner over the 40 down to about the 35-yard line.
That is enough for the first down. He's going to pick up the first down. That jet sweep again. Clock is running after. It will be running after the first down. Excuse me, it will be stopped because of the first down. Camden has got the ball on the Lounge 37-yard line, leading 21-7, 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Camden want to take all the time off the clock. Play clock down to 13.
Sykes again goes under center. Gives to the fullback. That's number 33, and he is met right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe picks up a yard or two. They will mark him just shy of the 35-yard line.
Clock continues to run. They're going to be a heavy dose of that fullback. Seems like we're closing the A-gap pretty well here in this drive to stop the fullback. Sykes is barking out signals. 5:38 to go in the ball game. Vikings trail 21-7.
Sykes again still taking all that time on the play clock as he looks down. Now he puts Wimbush again in motion. Toss pitches to him.
And they get it out wide. Ball will be on the 30-yard line. 5 minutes and 14 seconds left to go in the ball game. Vikings trail 21-7.
So third down now for the for the Wildcats, as they are just eating up clock here. The Vikings not having a lot of opportunity to try and do anything. If we get it back, we're going to have to do something big time with it time-wise, as the other scoreboard has come back online. 4:50 the clock running. The play clock down to 8 seconds. Sykes just now under center, puts Wimbush in motion, gives to the fullback over the left side. He picks up another first down. That's Tyler Rawls. And they move the chains and they keep control of this ball game and the clock.
Yeah, the fullback was on a dive. He was able to bounce outside after the original contact enough to pick up the first down. It's going to put the ball, they're going to mark it on the 20-yard line of the Vikings, moving left to right on your radio dial. 21-7 Vikings trail, 4 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the ballgame.
So a fresh set of downs now for the Camden County Wildcats. First down and 10. The ball on the 20-yard line, the Viking 20. As Camden just content to run this thing out, they do a little counter play to Wimbush there. The Vikings are there to stop him, but not until he picks up about 3, maybe 4 yards on the carry.
Wilson. Yeah, that counter play looks a little bit different than ours. We were able to stop it from getting big yards. Brings up second about 8, 7, long 7.
Yep, a 3-yard gain. And again, the clock running, 4 minutes, 10 seconds on the game clock. Play clock down to 15. As Camden, Sykes, under center, puts a guy in motion again, gives to the fullback over the middle, and Rawls just muscles his way down to the 10, and another first down for the Camden County Wildcats. They are doing whatever they want to do offensively.
Camden is definitely winning the yards after contact tonight, especially from the rushing position. We're hitting them around the line of scrimmage, but they're able to keep those feet moving. Now inside the 10-yard line, 3 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the ball game. Vikings trail 21-7.
Sykes again looks to the sideline, gets the play. Not in a hurry at all. The play clock down to 10 as Sykes now barks out the signals. First and goal. Gives to the fullback. And he bounces around like a pinball. That's number one, Chris Williams. They finally bring him down. The Vikings do about the 7, maybe the 8-yard line. They are going to mark it at the 7.
Yeah, Vikings still have 2 timeouts. Camden has 3. We need to hold them here. Keep it still a 2-possession game. Anything can happen. We can't let them put points on the board here and make it a 3-possession ball game.
3:01, now under 3 minutes, 2:57. Sykes takes the snap. Gives to the Williams around the right side, and he'll muscle his way into the end zone, and that's a touchdown for the Camden County Wildcats.
Yeah, Camden at will on that drive. They set the tone running the ball. They put another 6 points on the board for the Wildcats. They do lead at the moment, 27-7, under 3 minutes left to go in the ball game.
Awaiting that extra point, they swing the gate over. First point to the second half as Camden goes in for a score. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It's up. It's good. It's 28-7. Camden leads. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. And we're back here as Bastable kicks that ball off deep. It's a squiver. It goes down the sidelines. Looks like we're going to try and pick it up, but it goes out of bounds at about the 10-yard line, maybe inside. We'll get it at the 35. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs for your Page Heating and Air's drive recap.
That last drive for the Camden County Wildcats was 9 plays for 50 yards. That took off 3 minutes, 58 seconds. That turned into a 7-yard touchdown rush by Ryan Johnson with 2:45 left to go in the game.
Thank you, Taylor, for that Page Heating and Air drive summary. Vikings have got to score quick here, Bill, and get this back to a 2-possession ball game.
2:49 left in the ball game. We trail 28-7. Austin Dixon in the shotgun. He puts Malik Roberts in motion. Gives to Malik around the jet sweep around the left side. Tries to cut up inside. He maybe picks up 2 yards.
Yeah, Vikings are not able to set the tone running the ball in this second half of play. The jet sweep only results of about a half a yard, maybe a yard gain. Brings up 2nd and 9. Ball is on the 37.
They're going to give him 2
yards.
Yeah,
give him 2.
Yeah, that'll bring up now. That'll bring up 2nd and 8 now. Dixon again, still in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Drops back, looks way downfield, makes the throw over the top, and that is incomplete, out of bounds. Trying to get a little basket catch. Was that Carlos Lee or Chris Hill? I can't make out the 8 or
no,
the 9.
That was Malik Roberts on that reception, or intended reception.
Thank you.
Was in the double coverage.
So Malik down that far side. Tried to come up with a basket catch. Nothing there. That'll bring up 3rd down and 8 now. Austin takes the snap. Rolls to his left. Downfield. He's got Gabe Neighbors for a complete pass at the 50 and a 1st down for the Vikings. So the Vikings trying to get something going here. 2 minutes left in the ball game. We trail 28-7. The ball just over the 50 at the Camden 49. Neighbors stepped out of bounds, so the clock had stopped. Dixon in the backfield with number 34, Anthony Robinson. Takes the snap, steps back, way downfield to Malik, and nobody's there except for number 5. That's Ryan Johnson of the Camden County Wildcats. And they'll take him down at the 30. That's the fourth interception in tonight's game for Austin Dixon. So the Vikings threatening there with under 2 minutes left in the ball game. They turn it over again. The sixth turnover here against the Camden Wildcats. 1:48 left here in the ball game, and the Vikings have got to go back on defense, as Camden will, I'm sure, be content here to run this ball out and try and kill the clock. The Vikings do have 2 timeouts. Camden with 3, but with a 21-point lead, not sure exactly how that's actually going to transpire. We did get a penalty post-interception, a 15-yard penalty, unsportsmanlike. They're going to drop that back, and it will be 1st and 10 for the Camden County Wildcats at the Viking 15-yard line. But it may be a little too late for our Lowndes High Vikings tonight. They trail 28-7 as Sykes, the quarterback for the Wildcats, gets under center, puts a man in motion. Toss sweep outside to number 4, Bissett. Bissett tries to find the corner. He runs out of bounds as the clock will stop with 1:41. They pick up about 5 on the run. Actually, yep, they're going to mark him right at the 19-yard line, so a 4-yard gain. As it's 2nd and 6 now. The clock had stopped with 1:41 on the run out of bounds. Vikings trailing by 21. We got to hope for a miracle here, folks, as Sykes again steps under center, barks it out, hands the fullback right up the middle, and we make the tackle. Still not brought him down as he just muscles his way for about 6 or 7 yards, and a Wildcat first down. The clock will stop to move the chains with 1:33, and they'll start it as soon as those chains are set. Unless we can get a stop here or Camden gives us a gift, this is going to run out before we get a chance.
Anytime your fullback gets to the first contact made by your safety, it's been a rough night, and Camden's been able to set the tone running the ball tonight and winning majorly the turnover margin.
The clock ticking down, 1:14. There's the snap. They give it on the outside, and he is going to pick up. They run into the sweep side. That's Wimbush again to us, to our short side. Runs it, keeps it in bounds after about a 4-yard gain. Under 1 minute now, 55 seconds, the clock running. 2nd down and 7. Sykes will have to snap it once here and maybe once more, and that'll be it. As the Vikings were hoping for better results here tonight. There's the snap, gives to the 14 again. That's Wimbush, and he is really tough to bring down. They get a 1st down to the 40 with 30 seconds left on the clock. They'll stop it to move the chains, and then they'll start it. And they will have to snap one more time as the 25-second clock should start at the time that they put that in play.
Yeah, Camden, 17th 1st down tonight. They do go into victory formation. Vikings
will fall to 7-3 on the season. And we'll need to sit around next week and see what happens. The balls, they're going to snap it at about 10 seconds, and they do. He takes a knee. The clock will run out, and that'll be it, folks. The Vikings fall here at Camden County, 28-7, in a heartbreaking loss. After running off 4 consecutive wins to get to this point, I tell you, it's going to be tough. We're going to take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have our Traditions Flooring coaches interview with Coach Randy McPherson. Vikings fall 28-7. We'll be back after this 2-minute break. And we're back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box after a heartbreaking loss, 28-7, to the Camden County Wildcats.
Bill,
go ahead, Taylor. Marty.
Coach Mack, Coach.
Yeah, well, you know, it's to be the, they got a fine team, and I mean, you just can't, you know, turn the ball over like we did and stay in a ball game with them. They're, you know, fine job.
Coach, you do get a week off, and then you got the playoff, new season, all back. Everybody's 0-0 when the playoffs start. What do you tell your team, and what do you think going into the playoffs?
You know, get better from this. You know, we got a week. You know, we're gonna come back. We're gonna come back strong.
Coach, good luck. Thanks.
All right, Marty, Coach McPherson, thank you for that Traditions Flooring coaches update. As you can imagine, Coach McPherson, not a lot to talk about as the Vikings fall 28-7. Let's go to Taylor Biddle and get our Page Heating and Air final game stats.
Final stats tonight, thanks to Page Heating and Air for providing those for us. First down tonight, Camden had 17 first downs. The Vikings had 7 rushing attempts tonight. Camden had 47 attempts for 271 yards rushing. The Vikings had 32 attempts for only 70 yards rushing. Passing tonight, the Wildcats were 5 of 11 for 41 yards passing. They did not throw an interception. The Vikings were 3 of 11 passing tonight for 24 yards passing. We did throw 4 interceptions. Total plays tonight, the Wildcats ran 58 plays for 312 yards total. The Vikings ran 43 plays for 94 yards total. Average per play tonight, Camden averaged 5.4 yards per play. The Vikings averaged 2.2 yards per play. The fumbles tonight, Camden fumbled once, losing it. Vikings fumbled twice, losing both of theirs. Penalties tonight, the Vikings were penalized 3 times for 20 yards. There were more than that that were not enforced. Camden was penalized 6 times tonight for 70 yards. Punts tonight, Camden punted 6 times for an average of 34.2 yards. The Vikings punted 5 times tonight for an average of 38.4 yards. Kick returns tonight, Camden had 2 kick returns for 70 yards total. The Vikings had 3 kick returns for 12 yards total. Interceptions tonight, Vikings did not receive an interception, but Camden, the interceptions that they made, returned for them for a total of 44 yards. One of those, the fourth one, was brought back with a penalty, so there would have been more yards added to that. Time of possession tonight, Vikings had the ball almost above 22 minutes. The Wildcats had the ball just above almost 26 minutes. Third down conversions tonight, Camden was 4 of 11 on third down conversions. Vikings were 1 of 9 on third down conversions. Fourth down conversions, Camden attempted one, did not make it. The Vikings attempted two, and got one. Sacks tonight, the Vikings were sacked 3 times for 9-yard loss. We sacked Camden once for 10-yard loss. Leading rushers tonight for the for Camden, we had Williams had 32 yards. Johnson had 69 yards, Wimbush had 67 yards, and Rawls had 63 yards. Rushing tonight, leading rushers for your Vikings, Malik Roberts had 24 yards, Anthony Robinson had 38 yards. Box scoring goes like this. Camden was able to capitalize on turnovers in the first quarter, had 21 points. We had no points. We got on the board first in the second quarter with 7. Camden did not score in the second quarter. Both teams were scoreless in the third. And in the fourth quarter, Camden was able to put points on the board with 7. Vikings do fall to the Camden Wildcats 28-7 in a hard-fought loss here. Game of turnovers, Bill. Game of turnovers.
Yeah, it was. We were trying to go over some stats here with some of the coaches, give them an idea. We're just double-checking on a few of those. Yeah, unfortunately, the Vikings fall tonight. We get a week off. Want to remind everybody, there's still the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show live from Cheddar, sponsored by Deloach Body Works. Get out there, 6:45. Get a seat. Great food, and we're going to have senior night, so we'll have a lot of our players there. But trying to bring all the seniors in, and we'll have them interviewed on the radio. They'll be off this week getting ready to find out who they'll play next week as we hit the playoffs. Now, whether it's on the road or whether it's at home, we'll find that out here in the next week. But either way, we'll be here to bring it to you live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Yeah, it looks like we're matched up with Region 3. And, you know, us being the 3 seed, I think that's now definite. us being the three seed, we have to go on the road. Maybe facing a number two seed in East Coweta. Still got some action to play out there in Region 3. But after next week, we'll know exactly what's going on. And, yeah, hard-fought ball game, game of turnovers. We lost the turnover battle, and that's the difference in this ball game. We win those turnovers, don't get up to 21 points. If you take away the first quarter when they scored 21, it's 7-7.
Yep.
And they scored those points based on the fumble punt, the fumble kickoff, and the interception.
Well, I tell you what, it's unfortunate a way to end the season, the regular season, to get beat like this. It's going to leave a bad taste in their mouth for a week. Maybe that's going to be a good thing as they roll into the playoffs.
Yeah, we got on a four-game winning streak after the last loss we had.
Yeah.
We get on a four-game winning streak after this loss we had. We're playing in the Dome
in
mid-December.
I like it. Well, guys, it's a long ride home to Valdosta, Lowndes County. I know some of you guys are staying, going to the Georgia-Florida game this week. I'm going home so I can go to the Tallahassee, Florida State-Miami game. So we'll go right on to college. We'll be pulling for Telvin Smith, Gerald Demps, and those former Vikings. And I tell you, it's a lot of fun Saturday, but take a little while to get the taste out of this one. But we'll be back in 2 weeks somewhere. Right here on 99.5 Kicks Country to bring you Lowndes High football as the first round of the playoffs will get started. Well, guys, it's time to say goodnight. I'm going to sign it off here. Wes, we miss you tonight. Wish you the best, and we'll see you this Tuesday night at the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. For all of Lowndes High football, I'm Bill Osborne. For Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, Marty Rogers, and Chuck Lawrence, good night. God bless you. Until we meet again, this is Lowndes High football.